This is what I'm supposed to say. I don't know if this is true, and it doesn't really matter if it is or it isn't. Because after all, there are a number of ways that are true, and I just have an option for you up here, and I'm glad you came by, and I don't want to waste your time or press upon you, but you might want to consider this, but no, I'm not suggesting that you must or anything like that. No, no, I don't want to offend you. I want you all to have a happy time, and you can all dry up. Go home. I don't need that junk. I mean, I can get that a million places. It's illogical. It's stupid. Because truth is not a matter of pride or humility. Truth is truth is truth. Are you a civil engineer? You understand that, for goodness sake, don't you? You don't build bridges on the basis of conjecture. Are you an air traffic controller? You're not bringing people down into Hopkins on the basis of myths or fancies or possibilities. There's great discussions about whether 2,000 feet is 2,000 feet or 1,500 feet or 2,500 feet. You don't want to have dialogues like that. Not when you've got 400 people sitting behind you. Hello, we're at 2,000 feet. At least it's 2,000 feet to me. I don't know what it is to you. Oh, you're not at 2,000 feet. You're at 5,000 feet. Stupidity. You go into the hospital, the man draws on you to take out your appendix or something. And he's drawing all up all over here. I say, why are you drawing up here? He says, oh, it doesn't matter where I draw. It doesn't matter where I cut. I mean, organs are organs, stuff is stuff. What are arteries between friends? You're gone! Split! Go! But as soon as we come into the moral, theological, biblical realm, people take their brains out and assume that we now apply a different manner of thinking and of logic to truth. You can't do it. At least not. And discover truth. You see, all the world religions agree on the most peripheral of issues, but they violently disagree on the essentials. There is nothing so incredible in all of fiction than the truth of the incarnation. That the creator of the universe became a human fetus and was born as a man. That is unbelievable. Stephen King cannot match that. And therefore, we are forced to the conclusion that either Jesus was a deceiver, or he was deluded, or he was divine. Or in more kind of USA Today terminology, he was either a bad man, or a madman, or the God-man. But the one option, a la C.S. Lewis, that he never left open, is the one option that is most articulated by most people most days, namely, that he was a good man. Nobody who went around saying these things would be a good man. He would be a liar unless it was true. He would be crazy unless it was true. Enough. The exclusive nature of the proclamation. Second, spend less time on this. The inclusive nature of the invitation. For God so loved the world. That sound inclusive? You see, the Jewish people were happy to believe that God loved Israel. What they couldn't get their heads around was that God's love was wide enough to embrace all mankind. Irrespective of gender, irrespective of background, irrespective of ethnicity. His love is not combined to any national group, nor to any spiritual elite. Religious people and nationalistic groups often claim that it is, but they're wrong. The Bible says they're wrong. See, I have no need for somebody who's in love with religious people because I'm not that religious. Well, you say, I think you are. You do religious things. Well, you may think that, but I am not that religious. But I am that sinful. So a God who came to establish a religious club would not ring my bell or knock my door. But a God who came to rescue rebellious, indifferent sinners would know for sure to call my name. You are the sinner's friend. So I, your friendship claim. It is a thing most wonderful, almost too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save a child like me.